What's going on, everybody? My name is Dylan Misataiza, and I am your host for the Notable Podcast this fine Sunday afternoon time slash evening time thingy. Yeah, so with me, I got the man himself. My man himself, Woody, the cowboy man.
And I wasn't quite ready for that. Hi.
That's fine. Hi. We also got
me.
The other man.
Not a cowboy.
The other man is not a cowboy. Yeah, he's actually not, though.
Nope.
I just guarantee that if I'm going to be on the podcast, I'm going to fuck around in some way.
There's going to be Toy Story somewhere.
There's going to be Toy Story in some form or manner.
Not that
you're always first. I always pull you in first because you're at the top of the list. You're at the top of the key. Key in the dream.
Which key am I bound to?
F1.
Sick.
No, not actually. I just do it manually. I transition. You guys aren't bound to keys. That would be cool. Ooh, you're giving me an idea.
Now he's got a project for us today.
No, that's a project for me.
Can I be the tilde key?
That, what the fuck? That's a lot of work, because then I gotta hold shift and shit?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Fucking tilde key.
Wait, is that actually shift? No, wait, no, that's just the regular. Wait, no, that's like the backwards apostrophe.
What?
When you don't hold shift, the tilde is a backwards apostrophe.
Oh yeah, you've got your US layout is different.
Wait, what the fuck?
I have to press.
Here we go again.
My tilde key is next to the return key above the right shift key.
No way.
Yeah,
that's where we have backslash.
No. See, but my at is next to the backwards apostrophe. Well, is the backwards apostrophe that's next to the hashtag for me.
Our at is on two.
I know.
It sounds that's like the one thing you might have just...
Because when it gets mapped to American keys, I have to press shift and two to get at. But yeah. That's actually the quotation mark for me.
Yeah, I didn't realize that like keyboard layouts actually changed.
You start your weeks on a different day.
Or getting keyboard. A U for some fucking reason.
Oh, because we have starts weeks on Sundays. I don't know how to talk.
My man, it's about to get real difficult.
Get started on the pickup truck lines again.
Pickup truck lines.
Yeah, you know, calling you a redneck, that sort of thing. Oh, or was you that weird, that traumatized that you just blocked it out?
A little bit. I'm gonna stick with that theory.
I like that we killed Dylan the redneck, but he's in like Washington, you know, one of the most northern states in America. I'm in a southern state.
This isn't podcast 12, guys.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
Oh,
Dale's calling you out. Oh, I'm here. He's calling you out.
It's 21. Did I tweet 12 on the tweet?
Yeah, you did.
Holy shit.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast where nothing goes wrong.
21. LMAO.
Like, hosting people while we're trying to talk.
What?
At least we're not hosting people. Like.
Oh, know. Yeah. No. On that end, things are going pretty well, actually. So I'm happy about that. Give myself a pat on the back. Good job, Dylan. I'm proud of you. Thanks, Dylan. I really appreciate that. You should do that more often. Nah, fuck you. Whew.
Pat yourself on the back, Dylan. Yes.
I already did. Didn't you hear me talking to myself?
I just kind of zone you out sometimes.
Holy shit.
Like, you're just always so tilted. I'm just like...
I'm always tilted. I like to go permanently tilted, man.
Another one.
Let's check this out.
Oh, God. So, podcast this week...
Who has a topic? Because I semi do, but not really.
But I don't count on Aaron to have one.
Yeah, I usually don't. That's why I was hoping Gage is gonna have something to say.
Well, we could have Bethesda to talk about. We could also talk about the Far Cry controversy that's going on.
Controversy? Yeah, that's the best way of putting it. Holy shit.
It's so stupid.
Let's start off with that, actually. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good to me. I can deal with some
Far Cry.
some dumbasses, and this is the better way of putting it.
Well, I think I want to, okay, Aaron, I would like
to like dumb it down for me because I haven't followed this.
Well, I think the people that are complaining about what's going on with the game is, you know, more, I mean, people were defending it more than people are complaining about it. I think it's like a vocal minority saying, oh,
if you
want
to, if you want to see people complaining about it, you have to go to V. Yeah. And I did that because I was curious. I was like, V's probably pissed about this. And I went to V, and I, like, first thread I see is somebody posting the cover of the game saying, can anybody name a game where I kill hardworking, God-loving Americans? Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the thread was just people, you know, going off about, you know, whatever the hell. And I'm like, there it is, you know, like, right. I knew they were going to be pissed, but
of course, right, take,
so what's the issue?
Basically what I've seen so far is people are complaining that, like, you know, Far Cry 5 promotes the, you know, talking
liberal agenda,
the liberal agenda where we're like giving hell to Christians and religious organizations when really it's just a, you know, it's a, you know, crazy cult. And it's not Christians at all. And then there's the other side, the Republicans are saying that we're killing Trump supporters and Republicans that, you know, because America is just afraid of everybody. So we're using Far Cry as an outlet to get back at, you know, the Republicans in this situation, which I don't feel that way again at all. And I haven't experienced any of those emotions, and I haven't really seen too many of my friends saying the same thing, but I get people from other walks of life who maybe aren't like from this country or who are on the right side who are able to say those things. And I don't think it's, you know, going that way, but I think it's just such a, like I said, a non-troversy where people are like, well, let's just talk about something as much as we can because, you know, we like to complain about things. It's just like when Call of Duty was announced and the people were complaining about how people are being portrayed the wrong way or how they're being used as marketing tools when people are just like, well, that's someone else is telling their story. This isn't an issue you should have. Also, it's a fucking video game.
At the end of the day, yeah. Like, from what I saw when I was actually doing some reading on the site, it actually seems pretty, like, pro-traditional American values in a weird way, because part of the shtick of the game is, you know, there are violent, dissenters in your region, like, ruining your homeland, so you have to take up arms and fight them off. You know, it's basically, like, a glorified Second Amendment, you know, fucking jerk-off session.
Yeah.
So, like, shouldn't that be a positive thing? But nope, they're pissed. So, you know.
Just the fact that it's based in America, there's the current...
You're killing Americans.
Yeah, there's the current... Let's just take it out of the setting, then. So if it wasn't in America and it was the Middle East, everyone would be fucking fine with it, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, because that's Far Cry 3 and Far Cry 4.
Yeah, so...
Literally what you're
doing. Far Cry 3 was in, like, Asian Isles. Though.
What I'm saying is you're taking the game, like, the setting of these fanatical people in other countries already, and we're already doing the same thing in those games that we're doing in Far Cry 5. It's just that this time it's in America.
Yeah, so... You know, with it being in America, it kind of hits home to, I guess, what you're going to say is the majority of players for this game.
Probably.
And there's obviously the conflict between, like, the Republicans and Democrats that's going on ever since Trump was elected. I know there's always been that kind of conflict. But,
increasingly bipartisan, though.
There now. So people are just genuinely pissed because it's kind of a reflection on
the current state of things.
I guess a gratuitous reflection on what's going on in America right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a overdramatified look at, like, a microcosm version of, like, the current state. And so people are using it as, like, an expression. And you could probably argue that the creators of the game are intending that to an extent, but that's not, like, the point, you know? Like, it's not uncommon for games developers to make, like, political points in games. Like, look at Watch Dogs 2 did a little bit as well and threw out some different, like, mission points. And that's not, like, a crazy big deal. And you know there's going to be parts of that in this game as well. But then, like, that's not sort of the intended purpose, I would think.
But game writers and developers should put their own views in games because that gives us, you know, unique stories. And, you know, we get to see that other side of things that we normally wouldn't see. But, I mean, it's not like Ubisoft was sitting back and watching the protests happening when Trump was elected. They're like, oh, we should make a game centered around those people. and the other people that they're fighting off, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's just like, it could be nice coincidence that this happened, and you know, if anything, this is probably good on Ubisoft's side, because they're like, well, look at all this publicity we're getting over nothing, because our game isn't, at the end of the day, isn't about this.
See what Rock Solid said in the chat.
Yeah, I've heard similar rumors as well, that apparently they've been sitting on it for a long time as like a theory, but part of the reason for that, the reason I tend to believe that as well, is that Ubisoft is known for their sort of openness and clarity with the settings of the Far Cry games, because really it's just a game that has a very solid template that they just slap onto different regions, you know, take 3 to 4 to primal to this. And after they did 3, like I think shortly after 4 was announced, they posted like on Facebook or something, a survey that they wanted people to fill out about like upcoming settings they wanted for these games and for people to share their own and stuff like that. That's what led to Primal, was the people voted for like prehistoric and stuff like that. And that sort of tells me that they wanted ideas for a setting from the player base, because they already had some of their own, but weren't sure if they wanted to utilize it yet, which makes me think that they probably were actually like waiting to launch this title. But you know, that was around like what, like 2012 when Far Cry 3 came out. Yeah. Yeah, that's really the only thing they did is portraying the United States. There's a difference between the different settings in the game, is that every setting in the game so far, in these games so far, has to an extent been active war zones. Think about Far Cry 3. You've got like, you know, pirates and marauders, and there is active war in these sort of islands. Far Cry 4, not necessarily India right now, but it kind of overlaps with, you know, Middle Eastern thoughts. And again, that's why people tend to, you know, associate that with like active war zone. Primal, I shouldn't have to explain how that's like a war zone. People don't want to view America as a war zone.
No, we don't. But there's total internal conflict happening here all the time. And that's basically the center of our news and our media, is like, well, let's talk about who sucks today and why someone's fighting so-and-so. But like these, you know, extremist cults, they exist. They still very much exist. And I think it's a pretty neat setting that we get to take these things on.
Kind of look at the biggest news of the past couple of days. I think it was it Portland, that horrible thing that happened to that. I think it was two guys or one guy, that some poor Muslim woman was getting just hounded by white supremacists, and some guys stepped in and they got killed.
Yeah. Again, it happens way too often.
Yeah.
Becoming more often.
Especially in this current climate with everything that's been going on. It's just...
Yeah, that was probably like, if you wanted to take like a Far Cry game, like everyone knows what a Far Cry game is. A Far Cry game is a Far Cry game. And you wanted to transplant it into like a first world country, for lack of like a better term, that's probably the best way you could have done it. You can't like slap it in like the middle of like Italy or France or something like that. Like, it's basically rural America, and that's it. Like, unless you wanted to count like Russia as a first world country.
You kind of can't really imagine it being in, I guess, Western Europe without it being sort of like a period game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a period piece. That would be interesting, though. What if there was like a Far Cry game in like France during World War II, you know, during Nazi occupation? Because you could join like the liberation movement. That'd be sick.
But you've already got like Sniper Elite 4. They did that.
They did that? Fuck. Yeah, but that's not an open world climbing towers, taking out bases game.
Here it is.
Unless it is. Fuck!
They took Far Cry.
They took it, dude. Bastards. Not like it's
not necessarily base building, but they've made it more open world than it used to be.
I also forgot Far Cry 2 is in the middle of Africa. So, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm another sort of active war zone area.
The other argument I
don't... And one was bullshit. That?
Yeah, the other argument I don't care for is when people are saying, well, if this was a game about killing, you know, inner city black kids, it would be different. I'm like, there's games about killing inner city black people right now. Play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, play Grand Theft Auto, play what... I'm trying to think what else there was. Like, just most shooters set in America.
Pretty much. Anything that happens in a ghetto. Any game that has a hip-hop soundtrack, seemingly. You know, all these things. But these controversies usually end up working out for these games anyway. I mean, again, look at Grand Theft Auto. Anytime they have a controversy, their sales numbers just go up.
I mean, they always have a controversy because it's Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly. Apparently the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
like, it's easy to forget because Grand Theft Auto is, like, you know, super, like, S plus tier in sales and marketing. But, like, you say that to, like, an average kid's parents, and they'll, you know, they'll get, like, scarred. They're like, you're not playing Grand Theft Auto. Like, even when I was, like, you know, what? I was probably, like, 17 when GTA 5 came out, and even my parents were like, you bought Grand Theft Auto? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's a good game. Like, because it just kind of is.
Yeah, it is a good game.
It's just a good game because it's a good game. And it's sort of something that has to be, like, justified, which is weird.
I was talking with a friend last night, and I said that Ubisoft should just go all in on this, even as minuscule as it can be, and just kind of show up at E3 before their press conference and hire fake protesters to stand outside with a bunch of signs and really play it up and just bring the more news attention to themselves for their game.
It'd be great if they had people dressing up as, like, the cultists and, like, acting like they are part of the cult and, like, protesting everything, kind of pulling, like, a Westboro Baptist Church shit.
Pretty much.
You know?
I think they should just go all out and be like, all right, let's just turn this into a viral marketing campaign right now.
Yeah. No, that'd be sick. Mike, I had to, when I played GTA 4 back in the day, I had to hide my copy of that as well. I had my GTA 4 copy in, like, my Sonic the Hedgehog disc, like, case. No one would ever look in there. But yeah, it's fun times. Even Red Dead, I had to hide.
Really?
My parents didn't want to, like, buy me Red Dead, but I got it anyway because it's just a good fucking game.
I can kind of, like, relate to this as well, but it's not with GTA because at that point I was, like...
It was probably, like, GTA 3, right, for you?
Yeah, no. Well, I remember playing the demo for the PlayStation version of Grand Theft Auto, the first one, and my mom wasn't too impressed, but it mainly came when my dad got the Die Hard game, and I didn't much care for it. I'd never really seen the film. But then my mom made a point of him hiding it away from me, like hiding the game. But it was, like, so obvious. He's, like, on top of a cabinet, and I was like, I could see that. So just, like, one morning, because I was always up before parents, I was like, all right, let's see what the fuss is all about. And I was like, didn't really care. But it's like, it was just funny that particular game was hidden from me in the most obvious way.
Yeah,
I had the parents that were like, well, I'd rather you play the video game instead of, like, going out and doing it yourself. So they didn't care.
Fair.
So I was playing GTA 3,
I was very
no
much like Captain Cotton Wool as a kid, though, which isn't the best thing. But the only place where I kind of had the freedom to play things like that was in sort of video games. And it was really strange that, like, wasn't really allowed to watch, like, age rated, like, 15, well, was it 16 and 18 films when I was, like, young enough. Like, she really was really like, don't, you're not watching these games, films. But then when it came to, like, gaming, I'd be playing, like, everything, and just had zero understanding of that, and that was quite a joy.
Yeah, I feel like people always make a big deal about, like, ratings in games and how it affects children, but I feel like, you know, if you're a well-adjusted, it'll be fine. It's, like, only if somebody has, like, an actual, like, mental imbalance that it can cause issues, which is kind of sucky to say, but it's true, you know? Like, yeah. If somebody does have a hard time discerning reality, then that's going to be fucking bad, but, like, if you're just, like, an average kid, like, it's totally fine. I remember when I was, like, 7, finding, like, a copy of, can't remember what it was. It was, like, probably, like, GTA 3, and I was playing that for a bit. And I was just, like, running around. I found a baseball bat, and I was just clubbing people on the street, and I was like, interesting. And I didn't really think much of it, but later it was kind of weird that was my instant reaction was to just start clubbing people.
Just beating up people as you see them.
Yeah. Because, like, what else are you supposed to do? I was like, this game is boring. Fuck. Bullshit.
I just hope that Ubisoft doesn't change anything about their game over anything.
Yeah. If they,
I think that if they do, then we all lose, which isn't fun.
Yeah,
it'll look like they're backing off and that they're too scared to do it.
Well, I remember them having to change the Far Cry 4 cover art just because everyone got complaining about, you know, the first art where Pagan Min was holding his hand on a black person's head while he's holding a grenade.
Oh shit! I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, when that first came out.
I think I recall something.
Like, if you look up Far Cry 4...
I look up Far Cry 4 cover change, and the first response is a Kotaku article talking about, here's the problem with Far Cry 4's cover.
Yeah, like... Yeah, the image they use on the front is what the first cover art was when he's holding his hand on the guy's head.
What did they change it to?
They just changed it to him, like, sitting cross-legged on the chair and took the other character off completely.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Yeah. I thought, like, isn't that showing that he has his hand on the poppy list? Like, literally, they could only make it more of a literal dominance if he was, like, grabbing his balls?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
But the guy called racist for it, so they changed it.
Well, he's the bad guy. Isn't he supposed to be racist?
Exactly. You're supposed to, you know, paint that precedent for what you're getting into with the game, you know?
But this is where there's that...
It makes you think I want to kick his ass. Like,
there's that misconception with games, in a sense. It's like, people can't just see that this is a character in a video game, and it kind of no way reflects anything else. But then you've got, like, the mainstream media that's just like, oh, they've put this on the front cover, and it's like, they clearly are a racist company, racist developers, and
I mean, if anyone's played the first 15 minutes of that game, you watch that character beat up, you just about kill somebody of the same color with his bare hands, you know.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, you don't hear that same problem when it comes to film, and I feel like that's something that'll come eventually. When it naturally grows, the industry is, and as, like, gaming becomes more respected, just sort of as a medium of storytelling, is you won't hear that same thing. You don't hear people saying the Joker is such, like, a terrible person. What the fuck?
Right. I think we still get that, you know, weird precedent where video games are just killing simulators, and they're not narratives, and there aren't stories to be told here. And I think people kind of ignore that fact when they see someone like that cover. They're like, oh, well, that guy's racist. Clearly, you're going to play this racist simulating game. We're going to go around being a racist person, killing all these people. Like, no.
Also,
he is
the guy on the box, and people are used to seeing heroes there.
Right, exactly. But that's
not how that series works.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You don't market your game with your heroes and these things, because they're usually no name teenagers who just show up on a fucking island. You know, the villains are what are awesome in Far Cry. That's why they're on each cover of Far Cry 3, 4, and 5 now.
Yeah, basically. Yep. I can't even remember 2, but then again, I never played 2. Far Cry 2... It's just some generic war cover.
Yeah, and then the hero was on the Blood Dragon promo art, but that was just a different Far Cry experience altogether.
That's because that was like an 80s throwback.
Right, which was fun.
Yeah. Nice Dalgo, dude. Wait, no, that's not even a doggo. That's like a boof. That dog makes a boof sound. He doesn't have anything to say about that. Doggo. Dot, dot, dot. I got him.
Snared.
Amazing. But yeah, so that was good.
To summarize, like, people are going to be pissed whatever.
Yeah, you can't make homies with them. You gotta say fuck them.
Yeah, well, you can't go into the business of making something to try and please everybody if it's you're telling a story one way. I mean, there's not a narrative like that that's going to be any controversial at all. That's going to be like, oh, we have to make everybody happy at the end of the day, and it's just not going to happen. I mean, the plot of the story that people are forgetting is you are fighting this cult, not helping them in any way, and it's not a genocide of white people who are Republican. It gets lost in people.
This is good talk.
Non-controversy. I want credit for that word.
When that gets put on dictionary.com, it's gonna say Gage was did this.
Yep.
Oh god.
Did it.
Wait, you mentioned Far Cry. Oh god.
Uh-oh. Shit.
Uh-oh.
I hope no one wants Far Cry 5, because now it's getting canceled.
What was that you said about what they shouldn't do?
So much controversy around this game now that it's just going to get fucking cancelled, and it's going to come out in like 2040.
If anything happens to the future of Far Cry 5, I'm quitting.
I was going to say, so, like, what was that you said they shouldn't do?
Change the game.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, they should change the game. Put me in it. Fuck it.
Ooh, you're the star. Well, I mean, you can create your own character, so you are the star.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, actually, though.
Oh, jeez. Wow, I was looking forward to that game, but I guess not anymore.
No. RIP. But yeah, so that's that.
I suppose, I mean, we're kind of just like chuckling about this, but we should really explain what we're talking about, like why we are panicking now.
A little bit.
Sure.
Okay, so ever since Gage came on board, he's been writing about things just like any news, whether it's a rumor or even as simply as saying, oh, this company hasn't announced the release date for X game yet. And literally within the hour or the very next day, it's happened. Either the first one was, you wrote about that, the next Batman game rumor.
Yep.
And within like the hour, it was announced that this rumor wasn't just fake.
Yep.
You said the other day that, was it, what game was it that you said doesn't have a release date yet? And then like, a couple of hours later, there was a press release. It's like, here's the release date for this game now. And
I don't know.
We've kind of figured that Gage has got a magical keyboard that whenever he says something does or isn't going to happen or has an opinion,
Outlast 2 isn't going to be allowed in Australia.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, fuck it, it is. And I'm like, god damn it.
Yeah. And this is why now he's made... What? You didn't type it?
No, I didn't type it.
The keyboard then is not in effect.
We might be okay. Just do not write, here's why I think Far Cry 5 is going to... Just don't.
Right.
Let the people have their game.
Right. And it was fucked up because I did that interview with Jason David Frank, and then he was in the news because someone tried to kill him in Phoenix Comic Con. I was like, god damn.
What the fuck? I saw that headline, but I didn't understand what happened. Did somebody try to kill him after your interview?
Yeah.
It came
out a few days after the interview.
What the hell? Call him up, be like, yo, well, hold up.
Yeah. Someone showed up to the convention strapped with guns and knives, claiming he was the real-life Punisher and wanted to kill Jason David Frank.
Oh my fucking god!
Yeah.
You're literally killing people.
That's when Spud is like, you need to write about Anna Kendrick. I'm like, Spud, I don't think I should, man. I think you'll be more upset than anything.
Something bad could happen.
Right?
Like,
you don't know what this kind of power holds.
Hold it. In any of those, in the news where you've mentioned my name, have you actually written that down?
No.
Oh, thank fuck for that. I was just worried for a second there.
And I guess descriptions of things don't count, because I've mentioned plenty of us in descriptions.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like this monkey's paw keyboard I have here where like, oh, I hope this happens, and then the opposite happens, and I'm like, motherfuck.
So yeah, if anyone in the chat has any requests,
any suicidal tendencies,
or you know, if Gage can be like your hitman anyway.
Let's... Whoa.
Just whoa, ew. Notepad and typing people's names.
Fucking Death Note, fucking Light Yagami, fucking...
Oh,
no.
So, in much lighter video game talk, who has played Magikarp Jump?
I have not yet.
Holy fuck. Get this game. So, it's essentially a game where you do nothing.
It sounds like Magikarp.
You do literally nothing. Like, you'd think it kind of has the same premise of like Mario Run and then, you know, oh, it's going to be like a doodle jump with Magikarp. No. You essentially just press... like okay a lot. It's so addictive. It's one of those games. It's one of our PR friends, Nick, he was just like, have you played Mario Kart? Why do I keep saying Mario Kart? Magikarp Jump. And I'm like, no, just a little bit. And he's like, oh, what do you think? And I'm like, yeah, it seems all right. And he's like, yeah, I thought it was going to be one of those games where after 10 minutes, I was just going to delete it. And he said, now I'm 11th generation in and I can't stop playing. So it's weird. The concept is that you, I think you arrive in this town that just love Magikarp. Everybody has a Magikarp, and they hold these competitions where Mario, stop saying bloody Mario. Magikarp.
you sound like me trying to record the news where I keep fucking up words constantly. I'm like, just talk, idiot. Like,
yeah. So. Yeah, and the mayor is like, oh, we see that you're a Pokemon trainer. Come and do these Magikarp jump events so all of our Magikarp are happy again because we've been losing for so long. So it's, you're like, all right, then. So you get, it's typical like Pokemon affair. You get your old rod, you go and fish for a Magikarp, you get your Magikarp, and he just flops around. And you're like, okay, so what's the deal? And essentially, you plump him in a pond, you feed him, you train him by letting him either flop against a punching bag, hop up and down to hit like a ticker, so it counts how many times he jumps, and you train up your JP, which is, I think, jump points, to then go to these leagues where you jump against other Magikarps. But I thought this was the point where you're like, you're tapping, and like you keep you up in the Magikarp as he's flopping around, but you don't. You just press Magikarp jump, he jumps, falls to the ground, makes a hole in the floor, and then that's it, and it's back to the start. But it's just so addictive. It sounds so bad, and I'm making it sound so fucking boring, but it's just so addictive. I mean, you train up, each Magikarp has a level cap that you fish out, and as your player gets leveled up, you then your Magikarp level cap rises, and so you fish for a Magikarp, you raise him, you train him up, you get him to his level cap, and then you go to the leagues, and then you just play against all these other Magikarp until you lose, and then that Magikarp has to retire, so then you go and fish for another one and start all over again. And I really want to play it right now. But it's so weird, because there are these like random encounters. There's one called Nugget, where like after you've played, some random guy comes along and he's like, hey, boy or girl, like, did you just assume my gender? And and he just gives you money for no reason. And the mayor, he comes along and massages your carp to give you like training points. But I mean, I don't know if you saw Haley's tweet. She just made me absolutely roll on the floor laughing, because she was like, I don't know what's with this mayor, but he's really keen to massage my carp, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And it's really creepy, if you think about it. He comes along and he's like, oh, my magic fingers are coming to make your carp feel better. And it's like, oh my God. It's such a strange game, but it's so addictive. And I'm like,
how do they make money?
I don't actually. I haven't explored that. I think they're in-app purchases. Let me. If I have to open it up, I'll open it up.
Are there advertisements on this game?
They are no advertisements.
Because when I first heard Magikarp jump, I think of the Magikarp minigame from Pokemon Stadium.
Right. So, well, there's a shop. I mean, there's your coins. They're like your standard currency, and then there's
I'm just gonna have this message from chat. A bold commentary about the world of professional fighting and the way its victims are treated as transient, disposable workhorses really gets your noggin job.
Okay, here's why you
chuck your carp aside when you get a new, better, glowier one.
Well, no, he doesn't because he appears in the background of your pond.
Oh, so he gets to see you hanging out with a new carp.
Yeah, but again, here's the really like kind of depressing thing is that once your Magikarp retires, you go and fish another one. There's this scene where you have to watch as your new Magikarp flops past the other retired Magikarp and makes the Magikarp and just goes and then carries on. And it's like, yeah, I'm new now, bitch. And it just happens over and over again. But there's also like really there's another weird encounter where, because your Magikarp eats these berries that you put in the water, these berries grow on trees. And there's one time where you're like, oh, let's take the long walk home. And it's like, this Magikarp doesn't walk. You know, what are you doing? And then you can either choose to jump for the fruit or just kind of ignore it and go. And this has happened to Haley, not me. But she jumped for the fruit and a Pidgey came down and took the Magikarp away.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Awesome.
And it's like, once you retire,
what on earth is going on with Nintendo?
Once you retire your Magikarp, you kind of walk away home with it in your arms, like, oh, we've had a good time, but you know it's time to retire. But in this time, because your Magikarp has been forced to retire by the Pidgey, you just walk home all lonely with like a depressed face.
I'm downloading this game.
Right.
I'm doing it. Good job, Aaron. You just made Nintendo more.
No, because you can only pay the money if you buy diamonds, but you get a fuck ton of diamonds anyway.
I'm just really confused.
That's why I have to play it for myself, because I'm hearing what he's saying, but I'm like, I can't picture any of this.
Oh, hold on, wait. What fish is this? I think it's a random encounter. Magikarp just received power from Feebas. Yay. Fucking A. Well, but I currently have a Pikachu sitting on land who occasionally gives me JP, and there is... Fuck, what's that penguin Pokemon?
Penguinmon.
No, bear with. I'll find out. That Piplup. Friendship. He is... it is. You're right. Yeah. I just wanted to double check. I don't want to...
You're sitting here paying Piplup over and over again. You're like, I don't know.
I thought that was the new one. The new water starter, that's Popplio, isn't it, or something?
Yes. The sea Popplio. Lion or whatever. Yeah. The clown. Mermaid.
Hold on, I'm just going to train my Magikarp. Okay, we're doing the balloon blow, where he jumps up and down and hits a pump that pumps up a balloon.
Riveting. I'm enthralled.
You need to play this game. If nobody's played this game...
I'll play it after the podcast.
Play it now, I am.
I'm not playing it during the podcast.
Oh my fucking god.
That's the problem we always have when people playing games on the podcast. They just tune out and they're like, oh yeah, I forgot, we're doing a thing.
Hold on, let me just eat some of these berries then. Oh, and I've got one more training point left.
You're going to get something else before you're done, yeah.
I'm going to train one more time, just let me... Hold on, we're doing the timber where you flop against a tree.
Oh good. That sounds productive. Somehow.
I wish this was a video podcast because maybe I should stream this.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. Oh, I almost knocked the tree down. That's exciting.
You should stream this, dude. What the hell?
All right. So that's it for the Nerdable podcast. Join us next for
tomorrow.
Shut it down. If I started streaming now, would it actually kick you off?
I don't know.
No point in finding out.
Let's not test it. Yeah. We'll find out a different time, because we actually do need to figure that out, because with more people getting their hands and things, like that could be a possibility. I assume it has to do with some sort of hierarchy of stream keys, but if you're using just the notable stream key and I'm using like my stream key, you'll probably kick me off.
Yeah.
But like, if you were live, I couldn't kick you off.
Oh.
But like, what would happen if like Gage went live while I was live?
I'm just loading up OBS. One second.
Holy shit.
He's gonna do it.
Here's one last thing we can talk about.
One last nugget.
Yeah, one last little nugget here. I'm gonna drop it in the Twitch chat. So just click on the image there.
Oh no. Do I want to click this?
Do you really want to talk about this?
Somebody fixed it.
Oh, shit. Do you know what? That actually... I was like, okay, what is this? I just realized that this isn't the game that it's meant to be.
Damn it, Aaron.
But it just looked so right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm having a slow Sunday. Come on. I was like, wait, isn't this supposed to be Mario?
I mean, it makes more sense that way. It actually makes more sense with the more fucked up and wrong version.
Well, the minions are basically rabbits anyway.
They basically are, yeah. They're like the exact same thing. Yeah. But yeah, like, again, we've talked about this plenty, but I find it so hilarious that the Mario and Rabbids game is an actual thing that actually exists.
Should that say something about Nintendo, how they're giving them out Mario properties for Ubisoft to make a game?
What's that?
I mean, because Nintendo lent out their assets of Mario for Ubisoft to develop this game.
Who's the lead developer of this game?
I think Ubisoft's control.
Fuck. This is going to be crap.
Can we fight for the review on this one?
Like, here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing real quick. What's it called? One of the Rabbids games, Rabbids Go Home, was actually like a fun game. It was like a fun, like, just platformer type game. Mm-hmm. So they're not bad. It's just, it's such a meme thing. It's like, for the most part, all those games were like mini game collections and Wii shovelware shit. Right.
This seems like one of those games that's going to like come out and surprise the people that are picking it up day one, and they're going to talk about it in the highest regard because like, you know, like they're going to be like, oh, dude, you don't understand.
They expected nothing.
Right. Yeah. It's like it's this deep RPG with, you know, the turn-based elements, and it's actually really fun, and everyone's going to be like, ah, whatever. And it's just going to be like this back and forth on what this game actually is. It's going to be weird.
Either way.
But I'm interested in the partnership, I guess.
I mean, as long as it's like there's some sort of gimmick other than Mario and you rabbits, like I don't know, Switch exclusive that has some sort of shaking hand motion thing.
What?
Well, this game's not coming to other consoles.
Yeah, there's no way.
But what if it does?
But it won't.
But why the fuck would they? That's a dumb idea. That's the dumbest thing you said all day.
Here's what they need to do. Right? They need to get Rabbids. They need to get Mario. They need to get Rayman. They need to get Crash Bandicoot. And I can't think of any other iconic, like, 90s...
Sonic?
Yeah, Sonic. I mean, he's kind of let himself down.
I'm really upset. Okay, yeah, exactly. That's why he's 90s.
Fine, all right, Sonic. I mean, I actually forgot, to be honest. Like I said, Slow Sunday. And just put them all in a game that's not a fighting game. I don't want one of these,
PlayStation
like,
All-Stars fucking... Battle Royale.
Dude, yeah. I remember how baited I was. I remember how baited I was by the fact that Rayman wasn't in Smash 4. Oh, my God. So,
did you
like,
fall for that leak? Or the fake?
No, it wasn't a leak, dude.
It was the fake, right.
There was a fake, but that was after. There was... You know how every weekday Sakurai would post an update?
Yeah.
He said, hey guys, there's going to be a character reveal tomorrow. This evening, they were going to reveal the video for it. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm excited because I'm hyped as fuck for Smash. His update picture that morning, the morning of that update video, of that character reveal video, he posted a photo of Rayman's trophy.
Right.
And we're like, is this some sort of bait? Is he revealing a trophy for a character and then about to reveal a trophy, the character? Why would Rayman have a trophy if there's no Rayman characters? And why would he have a Rayman character other than Rayman? Like, what the fuck? Why are they representing his franchise with a trophy? That doesn't make any sense. He's a third party thing. They don't have third party trophies. Why? What is this? And then I was theorizing all day. And then they reveal the video. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I was even at work in the break room. I'm sitting there, look at Twitch on my phone. Robin, Fire Emblem character. It's another fucking Fire Emblem character. I'm like, why? What's going on with Rayman? Why is Rayman here? Why is there a Rayman trophy in this game? I don't understand.
I like to think of you like at a chalkboard, just writing down equations. Like, it makes sense. It's got to be him. It's Rayman 100%. Look at the connections.
Rayman's in Smash.
Confirmed. Yeah, and then boom.
I think I remember writing about that.
Yeah, I was like, is Rayman in Smash? I was like, that'd be legit. That'd be sick.
I'm Googling it now.
If I would have wrote about it, it would have happened. About this.
God damn
it. Yeah, Rayman trophy revealed for Super Smash Bros.
I was so hyped, dude. I was so hyped.
I'm sure you weren't the only one.
I know.
I remember a lot of people on the subreddit fell for that fake.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the fake, because fakes are bullshit.
How dare people play with your emotions?
Yeah.
What the fuck were they thinking? Do you want to talk any E3 stuff?
What is that?
Okay, so you've been doing your weekly thing.
Yeah.
There's like 1 week left, and
well, there's two. Because I have one this week and next week.
Oh, fucking hell. I don't know where I am right now. Anyway, 2 weeks left. So what's that, Ubisoft and EA?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about not those.
All right, I just put up Bethesda's this past weekend, or past week.
Yeah. So, I know Bandai Namco, they've actually got a thing, an event going on, and I think Square Enix always do as well. So let's talk Bandai Namco and Square Enix.
The biggest question I get, and it's usually centered around Bloodborne 2.
Please, but no. That was Sony.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Bandai forms off. From Soft.
Bandai Namco didn't publish Bloodborne.
No? Was it Sony Publishers? Okay.
Yeah, Sony Publishers.
Yeah, now that you say it now, I'm like, oh yeah.
The only From Software games that have been published by Bandai Namco is Dark Souls Trilogy.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they've got their new property.
Code Vein.
Code Vein.
Code Vein. So that's going to be their sort of, you know what, we don't need Dark Souls to be a Dark Souls publisher sort of thing. And I think there's going to be another Dragon Ball game, and obviously they're doing a lot with Naruto Shippuden as well.
Don't they have a new Digimon game coming?
Yes, but that kind of that plays on their Cyber Sleuth series that started as well. But I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if they have anything else up their sleeves that isn't necessarily fighting or Dark Souls and Pac-Man.
I can't really think of any Bandai properties.
I'm just gonna have a look now of the sort of games that they and the Wikipedia does not have. Oh, there we go. Is it Bandai Namco? They've got Ace Combat. Yeah. Ooh, a new Tamagotchi game. That'd be good.
Yawn.
I'm just, yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if there was a Little Nightmare sequel.
Yeah,
The game just came out.
Yeah, well, it's struck while the iron's hot, isn't it?
I mean, they could just turn around and say, "Hey, we're gonna do one," but development wise, it's still out there.
Oh, to be fair, they've still got the get even to get out of us, or to get out, haven't they?
True.
Wouldn't surprise me if they announced another Project X Zone. Because that last one came out in 2015, so. Well, then you've got Square Enix. What the fuck are they going to do? Do you think they're going to announce another
probably,
hit? Like, hey, we've got this
probably announce show. More installments of the Final Fantasy 15 Season Pass.
Yeah, and they just made a statement the other day that they got, you know, 3 years between when they think, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 7 Remake are going to hit.
Oh, that's going to piss people off if that doesn't show up this year.
I would, even when I did my Sony write-up, I didn't think that we'd see Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts, because I would always, in my head, Final Fantasy, if news is coming and the game's not ready to launch, which it's not, it would show up more likely at, like, Tokyo Game Show, Paris Week, you know, another convention like that, and then Kingdom Hearts is always showing up at the Disney events in December, so I imagine we'll see Kingdom Hearts there. Don't think it needs to be at E3, because I think E3's got a decent lineup that doesn't need those games.
All right.
When did they even reveal Final Fantasy VII? They revealed Final Fantasy VII in, like...
2015.
Jesus.
They had that CGI trailer, like, hey, look what we made.
I think that they missed a huge window by not either announcing...
I think that would have been the time to launch it, honestly. I feel like the hype's...
On the anniversary.
Lower and lower, yeah.
I think it's probably just one of those games that's going to come out and people are like, oh, fuck yeah, we still want that. And then, but like, you just don't hear about it because they don't give us updates on it. And so it's like, oh, actually, it's just coming out much later. And then you hear people go, oh, boo, just make your game, put it out. Why does it take so long?
True.
Because gamers are impatient and don't understand how things work.
A little bit, yeah. I feel like it's just sort of about communication at that point.
Yeah. Like I say, I think developers should be more communicative on what they're doing. But again, video games are a very secretive industry for whatever reason.
It's a remake. How you gotta be secretive about a remake?
Yeah, but like their development cycle. Like they don't want to come out and be like, oh, we had this problem. Guess what? We're pushing back another couple months. The thing you want so much. And then Kingdom Hearts 3 has just been being like tossed around.
Well, Kingdom Hearts 3, a big problem with its development was Final Fantasy 15, right?
Yep. Same team.
Yeah, exactly. So, of course, it was delayed. And, of course, that team is now working on all the season pass and all the DLC, but not for 15. So of course they're preoccupied. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why anyone was expecting that to be anytime soon.
Right. That's why I keep telling people, you're getting your hopes way too far up. Like, well, they keep showing trailers. I'm like, they showed like 3 trailers in 3 years. Don't read into that.
Yeah. And no, that's,
it's like when they have a press conference,
that's them reminding you, but this still exists.
Yeah. When they have a press conference, like, oh, we have new things to show you from Kingdom Hearts 3. And it's a picture. It's like, not a good sign.
Oh no! Like just remember that this year Square Enix will probably have something to do with their big Marvel collaboration or partnership.
Yeah, I mean that partnership's happened. So Crystal Dynamics,
the Avengers project, and it's looking well, according to Wikipedia, there's a Guardians of the Galaxy project as well.
Yeah,
I remember. Who else was rumored to be involved in that project? Like apparently,
Eidos and Crystal Dynamics?
Yeah, that's it. They're supposed to also be involved in that. That's why they haven't been working on any other new projects that have been revealed.
Well, I mean, Crystal's supposed to be having that third Tomb Raider game coming out.
I mean, did they actually, confirm that?
No. But that was the game that showed up on... Someone was working on a presentation for it on a subway, and someone took an off-screen picture of it and posted it on the internet, and everyone's like, oh, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. So that's the rumored next Tomb Raider game.
I remember that, actually. Yeah. I just found that exact photo.
Boom.
This is why you should never do... You got good memory, dude. That was from, October 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this. Yeah, I'm in this. Reddit used a Triple H 280 swatted somebody on the Montreal subway working on what appears to be a presentation featuring the logo for Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yep.
Now they gotta change the name. Good job.
Damn it. Yeah.
this is why you don't work on this on public transit.
And now I'm talking about it, so it's even in more shape.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, God. What have we done? So that's it. Tomb Raider's forever canceled.
Yep. They're scrapping their complete game.
They're gonna call it Shadow of the Tomb Raider, they're going to call it the Light of the Tomb Raider.
Yep.
Or the Tomb Raider's Light.
Damn it. That's
how it works.
I imagine that game is going to be one of those games. It's like, hey, here it is, and it's coming later, and then they're just going to move Crystal straight to the Avengers project in this Guardians game.
I can't believe they're making so many Guardians games. I'm still really disappointed that the Telltale project ended up being Guardians. Like, the instant they announced, 2.5 years ago or something, it was, a long time ago, and they announced, hey, Telltale is working on a Marvel project, and it's, gonna be cool. And we're like, sick. Does this mean, this is gonna be another avenue, another way of exploring different properties than from what's already covered in the MCU? Nope, it's just Guardians again.
Yep. Yeah, I mean...
I get why,
Flogging a dead fucking horse.
It's not a dead horse. It's a live horse, but they're still flogging it.
Imagine if they gave Telltale the Avengers, though, and then you have this mainstream audience who are in love with Iron Man and Captain and Thor, and they go out and buy this Telltale game, and it's not like a game like they think it is, and they're like, oh, disappointed. So you get that majority.
I was hoping it'd be some whack ass franchise like Moon Knight or something.
Moon Knight would have been cool.
Right. Right, I remember back when people were theorizing, even before, that was around when the Netflix series was being announced too, and somebody was like, oh man, what if it was Daredevil or something? I'd be like, that'd be sick.
Can you imagine a Moon Knight Telltale game following the Batman Telltale game they just put out?
I don't know anything about the Batman Telltale game, actually.
Well, I mean, it kind of would have felt the same.
Yeah, true. You're right. They would have touched very similar themes.
Right. What was that, Aaron?
I don't know anything about comics, so this is all going quite over my head right now.
Read fucking comic books.
Good thing we're part of a nerd website.
Yeah.
You should know plenty about comics because you edit all these posts and that are about comics.
I just check the facts to make sure people are spelling shit right here. And that, whenever someone puts something that's like, hey, this character, I'm like, is this character that character? I'm like, yeah, okay, I've got the right picture then.
Mm.
It's difficult, though, when someone writes about a particular comic book character and they're speaking very specific of a sort of universe or a series which featured this character. And then I'm like, oh, I'll just go to Google and put in Batman. But they're not talking about just Batman. They're talking about a Batman that appeared in a very limited run comic from 6 years ago, and I'm like, fucking hell, looking online, I'm like, I cannot find anything for this character. So yeah, that's always fun. That's all I know. Is that there is a million and one different versions of the same fucking character, and it's like, if I wanted to get into this, where do I start?
Yep. you just kind of dive in.
It's like, oh, Deadpool. And then it's like, oh, Deadpool is everywhere, but not, because he exists, but he doesn't exist in certain avenues. And why? Is there someone in like Marvel and DC and Dark Horse that are just like, you know what? This character now no longer exists because people love him, and then we will say that everything he did in the past 400 comics doesn't actually have anything to do with his actual character. It's just completely non-canon. And why?
I don't know what you're saying.
You just erase a character from memory of the other characters.
They do. They're like, oh, this is no longer canon. Like, wasn't it something to do with like the New 52 was?
Yeah, New 52 fucked
a lot. Oh, that's a reboot.
Yep. See. How is this making any sense to anyone that has no idea
because
about
they
comics?
They rebooted everyone.
Yeah.
They just rebooted the whole universe.
Oh, I like the look of the new Batgirl because she's a bit like modern and she takes selfies and shit. Like, oh, millennial Batgirl.
Yeah, she's super cute.
And I'm kind of like, wait, is this the actual Batgirl now? Or is that this a retcon fucking version of Batgirl?
I think
now?
That was the only problem I had with that reboot.
You're making that seem more complicated than it was when it was like 2011, right? When DC did the new 52.
Yeah.
They just rebooted every single comic.
For better or worse.
Because people were complaining that it's too hard to get into comic books.
The only problem I had is they redid the Batgirl's story and it took out they made the whole Killing Joke thing non-canonical to
Killing
what was
Joke
happening.
Never actually happened.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute, it. whoa.
That you just erased a really good story from memory.
Yeah, my favorite.
But even though the story was kind of fucked up, it was kind of a fucked up story, but that's kind of why it was good.
Right.
So
it's just that showed that side of, you know, comics in general, which people don't see too often. I was mad, but whatever. I'm over it now because I still have my book.
You sound over it. You sound really.
That's just how I sound all the time, Dylan.
And I'm the eternally.
Remember, I hate everybody. I don't like games or comics or movies or anything.
Man, I hate nerd culture.
You guys should play Emily as a White too, by the way.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Read my review. Play the game.
I was gonna say, huh, if only there was a review that I could read to elucidate.
Wait, did you review that?
Yeah.
Where have I been these past couple
of weeks? It
went up on Friday. You edited it twice. I saw the posts.
You know what? I sometimes I just go into full editor mode where I'm just like, these sentences are structurally sound. They make sense. Words work. And I'm like,
we're
done.
my man acting like he grading papers, like he high school teacher over here. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Your speech comprehension through today doesn't make me think you're qualified to say that words work.
I'm not. I'm going to be totally honest. I don't have any grades to prove that I am a decent editor. Things slip through the net more often than I like to admit.
Well, don't admit it here.
You have so much faith in yourself.
Hey, we've gotten this far, haven't we?
Yeah, the key is to have confidence.
Whoa. Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, you're getting bloody a bit hell. British in you there.
Fucking hell.
Oi, Gubna.
Oi, Gubna.
Hit us with
the British location then.
Hmm? Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, this is perfect.
I was gonna say, there's only one other thing I wanted to mention. That was the release of Friday the 13th, the game.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen any of the shit about it?
No.
What's
game is
now?
Terribly, terribly broken, and the Xbox One version that released is the beta version of the game.
See, this is the weird thing. I haven't actually seen anything of it. I've not seen any decent reviews of it. You know,
do we get a code? Do we get a code?
No, I haven't. Blame Mark. It's Mark's responsibility now.
Call
Mark!
Him. Call him.
Hit him up in the group. No, I haven't seen anything from that game.
Yeah,
I know that it's out. But I didn't realize it was out because I haven't seen any reviews.
Twitch chat. Probably because they might not have sent out copies because the game is broken.
Broken.
Can somebody yell at Mark? I don't know who even wants the game, actually.
Well, I might want to check it out now that it's so fucked up.
I mean, I wanted the game because I like the idea behind Evolve. I love that game, and I like the idea behind this.
Yeah. Evolve was such a good idea. It's just it was a shit game.
Well, Dead by Daylight did it the right way.
So, Friday the 13th, game review. GameSpot are saying it's shit. PC Gamer, How to Kill Jason. Friday the 13th game is too popular, apparently. Review in progress by IGN.
How does that qualify as a con for the game?
Right, so PlayStation Lifestyle is the only Metacritic review, and they've given it a 45 out of 100. There are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 user reviews, 2 positive, 3 mixed, and 4 negative. But the fact that IGN have a review in progress, GameSpot again saying that it's like review in progress.
Probably because
and then you've not got like the big hitters like Eurogamer, Polygon. They haven't got a review yet, and that to me, considering that the game is out, doesn't give me any hope that this game is any good.
No,
I mean usually when a game is this blanketedly ignored by the media that it doesn't have any early reviews or even reviews on or even reviews in progress from like across the board. Tells me that there's something wrong with this game.
Yeah, from what I can tell, the matchmaking is so terrible that it's like it takes hours to find a game, like because their servers are so fucking broken, matching people together that you have to go basically through like looking for game chats to find private lobbies to get a game started. And the characters are molded crap. The hair textures are all fucked up from what the beta build was to the release, and then of course the Xbox One version is the beta build of the game that you paid $40 for if you bought it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So, like, the PC version and the PS4 version are totally different versions than the Xbox One version. The Xbox One version is still the beta release that people were playing. So, if you backed it on Kickstarter or wherever and got your Xbox One code, it's the beta.
See, I didn't even realize that it was a Kickstarter game.
Mm-hmm. I think what people
are... Yeah, I remember that.
Or people are making jumping conclusions to is that when Dead by Daylight announced that they were going to make the jump to consoles, that they rushed Friday the 13th to finish it so they could get out before Dead by Daylight.
So on Steam, the overall reviews are mixed. The latest review not recommended. Few games hold true potential to be something amazing. This is one of the games that amazes moments of suspense that feel blah, blah, blah. Too long. Where are the funny reviews?
Yeah, that's the only reason you look at Steam reviews is for the memes.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of memes, it's been a year since Harambe.
Dicks out.
Mm-hmm.
The game is alright, but it lacks content. Alright, played a fair bit. So far I can say it's not worth $40. Game needs 2 things to be immediately better. Reliable servers and an early access warning. Yeah, this is like mostly negative.
You know it's bad when even the Steam reviews are serious. I'm like tearing it apart.
No one's, you know, making jokes anywhere. They're like, this is just awful.
Ah, there we go. Funny. Here we go. A lot of reviews are getting negatives because it's too expensive with the content. Answer, if you have $40 spec for a game, it is worth it. Look, that's too long. My mum is actually proud of me in this game. There you go. Teleported in front of someone and scared them so bad that they quit the game.
Or had connection issues.
Yeah. They fixed Chad's scared face from the beta, literally unplayable.
That's just what I wanted to mention, because apparently people are having a terrible time with it.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a bad time with it. I just knew that it was coming out.
Yeah, but that's, again, that says a lot.
Yeah, it does.
What the fuck, Dylan?
What did I do? Oh, my little pyramid there?
Think how large. Anyway, are you ready to pronounce one of the UK's most ridiculous city or town names?
Yeah.
You're hitting us with one of the most ridiculous? Damn.
Well, I mean, it's one of many.
Okay.
So they're in. It's going in the chat in a few seconds. I'm just going to have a drink before I paste it in there.
All right.
If you do a spit take from us saying this thing.
This is a town name?
I think it's a city. Oh, it's a borough. Yeah, it's a town.
My guess is Slough.
I was going to say Slough.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that Gage is right.
Woo!
Damn.
I win America. Yes.
But I purposely went with the stupidest guess.
But this is because this, which was the first one we threw at you, is Loughborough.
Yeah, if Loughborough. We're
going, if we're going by Slough, it would be Loughborough. Loughborough.
God damn it.
Labra.
And Labra. I mean, we struggle. We have to learn a lot in school. Just town names.
I like to think that, like, just your, you know, introduction into high school is town names. Like, all right, listen, we got to get through this for a whole year.
Yeah.
Be ready for
gotta
it.
Got to make sure everyone's clear on, you know, just what's going on. You know, if your buddy says you got to take a drive from Derby Pond Trent to Slobra, you got to make sure you know what that means. And you're just like,
from Derby Pond Trent.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of your town?
No.
Trent upon Derby or something like that?
Oh my god, I live near a town called, well, a city called Derby.
Okay, but like,
where's the Trent?
When I send you
Burton upon Trent.
Yeah, Burton upon Trent. That's the name of your town.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of name for a town is that?
Well, a lot, if you actually look, we have a lot of towns and cities because there's a river going through it. This is the logic. There's a river going through it, so it's upon the river name. So
that'd be like if the name for my town was like Des Moines below Kent.
Why?
Because there's Kent nearby.
No, it's because there's a river going through it. The town is upon the river, and that's the logic. So there is.
You guys got that dumb brain on.
I think it's Newcastle upon Tyne, because it's upon the River Tyne. There's a small town near us called Barrow upon Saw, because it's upon the River Saw. And it's just, that's the logic. But then London, that has the, let me get this right. What's geography, guys? What river goes through London? I'm literally Google Maps in it because I don't know geography. Thames, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it isn't London upon Thames.
Man, I quit.
Hello.
Dylan, did you get to play Arms?
No, I have not yet. I'm going to play Arms.
Wait. No, if you go a little bit down the road, there's a town called Kingston upon Thames.
Ah.
There you go.
I'm not going to retain any of this information.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm going to play Arms. When's the test fire tonight?
Let me check.
Because I'm about to be all up in that. Should I do motion controls or not?
I started with motion controls, so yes.
Who?
What time is it in your place now?
1:12.
You missed it.
Why me?
It was at 11.
You don't have a switch.
Not
yet. Be at 11?
It was at 11 a.m. You missed it.
Oh.
You gotta wait till June 2nd to try it. Or the 3rd or the 4th. To next weekend.
Are you kidding?
Nope. You fucked up.
I'm gonna be in Canada.
Take your switch. It's portable.
Can't connect to the internet everywhere.
Find someone with Wi-Fi.
Damn it. Whatever. Anyway, with that, I think we are good for this.
God, I'm just trying to start with the Blame Canada song.
All right, I'm going to drag Aaron out of the room. And then I'm going to say that was it for the Nerdle podcast. Thanks
goodbye,
for listening.
Goodbye, everybody.
be sure and go to nerdable.com for the greatest of nerdy culture news.
Subscribe.
And click on all the ads.
But don't rely on the editing.
Yeah, and...
yeah, oh my god, I'm dying.
Yeah, have fun with that. Catch y'all losers on the flip side.
Bye, everybody.